Welcome to Make Up Stories. Go to makeupstories.com to join the Make Up Stories Club.
Okay, Jesse, do you know what you want tonight's Make Up Story to be about?
A head that can turn into a zombie head, but a person body.
A head that could turn into a zombie head, but a person body. Jonah, do you know what you want to be in tonight's Make-Up Story?
A house with legs.
And Jonah wants there to be a house with legs. Okay. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse lived in a tree house in the jungle. And there used to be lots of noises of monkeys hooting and hollering and saying, ah, 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 ee, 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 in the jungle. And there would also be lots of noises of parrots and different kinds of birds making some sounds in the jungle. And Jesse and Jonah's treehouse didn't have windows made out of glass. There were just two branches sideways like an X and then holes in them. There was one bird who they called Papagai that used to fly into their window and go into their treehouse with them. And Papagai was a parrot, and the parrot used to be able to repeat whatever Jonah and Jesse said. And so Jesse used to teach it how to talk English.
Yeah, one Jesse said, Omrakul Mraka Braka. The parrot said, Omrakul Braka Braka.
And whatever Jesse said, the parrot would repeat. So Jesse taught the parrot to say, Hi, my name is Jesse. And the parrot would go over to different tree houses in the jungle and tell Jesse's friends, Hi, my name is Jesse. And they would always think that Jesse was going to visit, but really it was just the parrot. And Jesse also taught the parrot other things. He taught the parrot how to ask for candy, and the parrot would go to different tree houses and ask people for candy. And it would carry back the candy all the way to Jesse's treehouse. And one day, he taught the parrot to say, Could I please have the magic stone? And Jesse was just kind of joking. He didn't really think that there was a magic stone. But that night, when Jesse went to sleep in his bed in the treehouse, the parrot, Papagai, flew through the rainforest all the way to an old wizard's treehouse. The old wizard lived inside of a tree, and there was a pole that he used to go down to go to the bottom of the tree. And under the tree, there was a basement, and in the basement, he had a factory for magic things. There was a big cauldron in the factory. And the cauldron had bubbles, and it was full of water that would change colors when you looked at it. And Papagai the parrot flew into the tree and went down to the bottom to the basement where the wizard was busy brewing some magic cereal. And the parrot, Papagai, said, Can I have a magic stone? And the wizard looked at the parrot, and it saw that the parrot had the same colors on its wings as the water in his cauldron. And whatever color the parrot was, so too the bubbles in the cauldron would bubble that color. And the parrot was changing colors, and the cauldron was also changing colors. There was red and blue and green, and orange and yellow and purple. And soon, all of the water in the cauldron evaporated, And there was a colorful cloud that went poof. And a bunch of chalk dust fell. And in the empty cauldron was a magical rock. The wizard gave the magical rock to the parrot, Papagai. And Papagai picked up the magical rock. And he flew up the tree, out of the wizard's treehouse, through the rainforest, past some monkeys that were trying to get the magical stone, and all the way to Jesse's treehouse. When the parrot went to Jesse's treehouse, it went through the window, and Jesse was sleeping on his pillow in his bed. And he kind of felt something like crawling on his face. And it was the parrot's feet. And it dropped the magic stone right on Jesse's pillow. When Jesse woke up, he saw the magic stone shimmering on his pillow. And he saw his pillow was getting softer and changing colors. And he touched the magic stone. And as Jesse touched the magic stone, he could feel that the tree that his treehouse was attached to was getting detached from the ground and was starting to walk. And the other trees in the rainforest were also starting to walk. And there was a wind that came, and all of the trees were walking in the wind, and they were going back and forth. Jesse picked up his magical stone and he got out of bed. He said, "Jonah, look outside." And Jonah looked out the window and he saw all of the monkeys were jumping from tree to tree as the trees were holding hands and dancing in a circle. And there was a group of trees that were troublemakers. And those troublemaker trees said, "Ring around a rosy." And they held hands and they started going in a circle. But there were different kids' tree houses attached to those trees. And the trees were going to all fall down. And then all of those kids' houses would crash onto the ground. So Jesse pointed to those trees that were doing ring around a rosy, and he held the magic stone in his hand, and he said, "Stop doing ring around a rosy." And the trees stopped because of Jesse's magic. And Jesse made some glue go out of his hand, and the trees that were trying to go out got stuck in the glue trap. And then Jesse made the tree houses fly off of those trees and get attached to different trees. Well, Jesse saw that he had lots of power, and he decided that all of those trees which were playing ring around a rosy, that he would turn them into people, and they would have people bodies but tree heads, and they would kind of be like zombie people. Because even though they had people like arms and legs, their tops would be trees instead of heads. And so Jesse turned them into zombies. And the trees were stuck in the glue. And they couldn't move anywhere. And Jesse could see that one of the trees was starting to cry. And Jesse started to feel bad a little bit because he didn't really like... He wasn't really trying to be so mean to the trees. He just didn't want them to destroy all of the tree houses. So Jesse pointed with his magic stone at the trees, and he turned them back into regular trees, and he made the glue go away. And all of the trees, first they started whistling in the wind, and then they started to sing the "I'm Sorry" song. And as the trees sang the "I'm Sorry" song, Jesse looked at his magical rock, and he realized he would have to be very careful about how he used it in the future. And he said goodbye to Papagai that day as he set off for a day full of adventure. The end.
Thanks for listening to Made Up Stories. My name is Charlie. Go to makedupstories.com to join the club.
Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Made Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called storybird.ai. And storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free. There's no credit card required. And kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.